We all want happiness, and we all want to avoid suffering. And it seems like there's a razor's edge, because you can find happiness and then you have the hope that you won't lose it and the fear that you will lose it. And how do you peel away the hope and the fear and bathe in the happiness?
You just keep suffering. Well, you start recognizing, and it sounds trite, but it's true, in the sense that you start recognizing, even with a good intention, man, I suffered over that too. It's one more aspect. Oh, I need to understand that. I have to learn that. I have to let go of that. That's look what crept in there. Oh, I have to get some clarity around that. So that's attuning to the nuances of suffering, and not in the sense of I have to be in abject misery, but it's sort of that rippling of the mind that happens sometimes, or the kind of where the mind gets shaken because of something, or when gets worried or fearful about something. That in itself is, even doing something good, they would say, oh, we can still make a problem over it. Yeah. And, so it's just being able to be willing to recognize that and bring it back and investigate it. So, that's I can let go of that too.
Thank you.